This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a pretty delicate balancing act playing out right now between people and politicians who are really kind of done with quarantine and public health experts who are really kind of worried about a new surge in infections. One of the things we don't have yet that we need to prevent that for sure is enough tests. Companies that make those tests and their components have gone into 24/7 production. So what do you suppose it's like on the inside to be an essential worker at an essential company making essential components of essential tests? Marketplace's Scott Tong spent a couple of weeks getting to know workers at a plant in the Washington, D.C. area, getting to know them on Zoom, yes, learning why they signed on to be what you might call corporate first responders.
About 30 miles north of D.C., in the leafy suburb of Germantown, Maryland, you'll find a small campus-like complex. It's part of the international biotech company QIAGEN. Inside, Javet Bass Perry is a lab manager. Every day, she gowns up for safety.
So hair nets, safety glasses, lab coats, face masks.
QIAGEN makes a kit in a box with chemicals and specialty bottles. It's a critical piece of the testing chain. The kit processes a biological sample, you know, mucus and a swab, and pulls out the genetic material to look for virus. Javet's husband Jonathan works there too. He mixes chemicals for the kit.
We actually deliver those to Javet's area, and she actually puts those into the individual containers that go into the actual kits.
He works in close quarters with his colleagues, which is risky, but to him, this fight is somewhat personal.
Both of our parents are in their 70s, and I guess being African-American, I can see the nobility in trying to make sure we do everything we can.
So far, COVID-19 infection and death rates are notably higher for African-Americans. In March, QIAGEN began mobilizing its Maryland plant for mass production, hiring new people and adding shifts. For Javet and Jonathan, it meant longer workdays in their current lab jobs. So now they had a decision to make, what to do with their boys, ages 4 and 9.
We had considered initially to send our boys to live with John's parents in North Carolina. But if you left the state, you had to be quarantined and all these other things. And we had decided, you know what, no, we have to stay together.
So they did. And their home schedule went bonkers.
I am homeschooling in the morning from 7 to 10. And then I come to work and I work from 10 to 7:30.
Part of her day job is to train new hires while keeping that 6-foot safety gap. She knows the risk. A QIAGEN colleague died last month of COVID-19 after returning from a cruise. Inside the lab, two of her colleagues spend all day wiping down doorknobs and countertops. Everyone wears a mask. And the big change everyone's told me about? Lunch in the company cafeteria. Just one person per table now, everyone facing the same direction. It's like school, says lab worker Steve Canoni.
Now you have to kind of sit at a table and feel like we're taking our SAT test again.
Yet for all the planning and precautions, QIAGEN has hit a snag. It's run into shortages of chemicals and the special containers that hold them. International operations head Sean Augerson says the whole industry is swamped by global demand.
Well, when you have a supply chain globally that just explodes, you're not going to get those raw materials because your vendor is not going to be prepared to send it to you because you're saying, I need a year's worth next week.
So for now, his team makes all the partial kits that it can, just not the final product.
We're hoping that we can do stuff by end of May. It's more looking in the June timeframe because we don't have some of these different pieces. I want to be able to get in this fight as soon as we can.
There's another headache. When a lab machine breaks down, the vendor can't come over to fix it. It's too risky to bring in outsiders. So they explain stuff on video, says QIAGEN scientist Henry Butler. It wastes valuable time, but he feels driven to do his job.
You know, it could be your family member who needs this kit you're going to make tomorrow. Or it could be you yourself who needs to get tested.
At the end of each workday, Jonathan Perry picks up his boys at daycare and cooks dinner. His wife, Javet, gets home about 8.
As soon as we come in the door, we bag our clothes, we take showers.
They need to protect themselves from the pandemic they're fighting. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.